This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
Hello,
Homestar Runner said.
Hi, Vubamel.
Yeah, it's just...
I'm sitting at the biggest desk. That makes me in charge. Harder!
I believe every word that man just said.
Yeah!
Because it's exactly what I want to hear.
Trudeau leaned on his podium fabulously, staring to space with the very ferocious airheadedness that helped him make this country what it is today.
Wow.
Our leader is a himbo.
Ha!
As the new year and new decade dawns on us all, the promised prophecy has finally come to pass. Steve-O's about to become... a parent?
Aw, what a cutie. I'm so happy to meet you, dump truck Treg Borts.
Why are you trying to name my son? His name is going to be Drink for Ugg.
I beg your pardon. As the father of this child, I decree his name be Professor Otto von Sitzipus Krakendish Shagmire.
Wait a minute. If Steve-O's the mom instead of the dad, then one, when did he become an Omega? And two, who's the father?
Stay tuned to Friday Night Fanfiction to find out all the juicy dramatic details and occasionally reads of some terrible fanfiction.
Get in between forearm and 2 inches.
That's usually where I am.
Wonderful.
It's called 4 inches.
Forearm inches.
Everybody's like, no. Who is this J.K. Rowling fellow? Like, everybody keeps talking about Hatsune Miku and how she invented Minecraft and Harry Potter.
True.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Can y'all corny-ass motherfuckers stop with this Hatsune Miku shit?
Why? What's wrong, Logan?
I'm so glad that she created Minecraft and not Notch. That makes me a lot happier about Minecraft in general.
Yeah.
You don't like 3D waifus who sing in broken English?
It's not that. Let's just drop the political shit and do the show.
Well, we haven't seen each other in like 6 years, so what's been going on with you?
I saw you less than a week ago.
Which was fun. I love how many computers at the LAN just died.
In fact, multiple of the ones that I was using died.
So there was one that I believe Evan used at the beginning whose monitor just straight up kaleidoscoped.
Yep.
It started looking like a fucking visualizer from the PlayStation 1, and then it just turned off, which is great. The next one was one you were using. The CPU fan and heatsink got so hot that it ended up shutting off.
Well, it started to burn its own glue.
The thermal paste completely dried up.
Oh, that's what happened to that PC that I gave Dia.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah, the thermal paste was drying up, and that's why it wasn't doing so hot.
No, it was doing too hot.
Well, yeah.
It was doing really, really hot.
You brought back like the motherboard and the X2 that was in it, and I looked at it, I'm like, man, that's some dry ass paste. Maybe I should have ever had done that.
Don't put like thermal paste on your ass and then use your ass to put it on the CPU. That's not effective.
Use mayonnaise.
I threw away that board anyway, because you took the graphics card and the power supply and gave it to Dia.
You keep saying I took the graphics card. I never took that graphics card. I swear you gave it to Devin.
No, the 8800, that went to Dia.
Are you sure?
Yes, I gave Devin the fucking two AMD pieces of shit that I had.
I gave Devin the build-your-own-computer Kano made out of gingerbread set.
Listen, man, those cards were garbage.
They were. Speaking of hot garbage, the third computer that died had a busted power supply. That's just, it was ridiculous. But yes, it was good to see you, and that was a lot of fun. Sean, what have you been doing with your this time, hopefully, actual break?
Working.
Wow, great.
Yeah.
Riveting.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, some of us have jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, like me.
Especially those of us who work seasonal work, like me.
Uh-huh. I didn't know that you worked, like, Target from Black Friday through Christmas. Because that's what seasonal work is in the United States.
That's not true.
No, I know it's not true.
Seasonal work in the United States is cutting grass and shoveling snow.
Which was what I do.
David, what have you been doing with... Well, I know some of what you've been doing with your break.
Working, and I haven't had a break.
You've had a break from the show.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
So you've been here every Wednesday from 7 to 9:30 recording on your own.
Right, but the recordings all got damaged because I forgot to save them. Basically, I've just been getting drunk in front of the laptop for the last 4 weeks.
So you've been David.
Yeah.
David, we've been gone longer than 4 weeks.
Well, you know, memory's not so great nowadays.
But that's your own fault!
It's because you're drinking too much.
Although, Dave, I was explaining to them before you showed up, Valerie and I made the NHL team for our experiment next week. We are the Moose Jaw Hockey Bags.
I don't like that. That's too stereotypically on the nose. Make it like the...
You can't choose that. It's only a set of preset locations and team names.
Yeah, it's all that.
All right, what's the desertiest location we can get?
Moose Jaw.
Moose Jaw is not a desert.
Moose Jaw's in Saskatchewan. There's nothing in Saskatchewan. It's a snow desert.
That's desolate, not desert.
Yeah, and that's the closest you'll get. What, you want me to pick the fucking Texas hockey team?
The Dallas Stars?
Whatever the hell they are.
The Dallas Stars is freaking football.
No.
Oh my god, no it isn't. You are completely wrong.
Dallas thingies.
The Dallas thingies.
I look up Dallas thingies and on the nose, first thing, sport events in Dallas.
Very good.
What should I do in Dallas? Apparently hug another sweaty guy. That's what this image is telling me.
No, you should do Debbie.
Yeah, this is a Sean joke. High five, Sean.
Yeah, high five.
All right, and Val, what have you been doing during the break besides getting pregnant?
Really? That's how you want to do it?
That's the reveal.
That's how you want to do it?
That's the fucking reveal.
You took all of the magic out of it, man.
We do have a tendency to just take all the magic out of very important announcements on the first episode of the season.
Yeah, that's true.
I wanted to say I am pregnant.
Val, do you want to, like, figure out how to announce it? Be my guest.
I am pregnant.
Yeah, great, that was a lot better. It was so much better.
Yeah.
It actually was, somehow.
Top news stories. Impeachment has stayed in the House for President Donald J. Trump, and also one host of a podcast is now Pargnat.
Sean, I'm so happy for you!
Man, if anybody's going to be Pargnat, it's going to be fucking Logan, because he fucks.
Great. Remember this moment. Remember this feeling. The fact that we all are happy to see one another and we're not burned out on the material yet. Hold on to it. But yes, Valerie is in fact pregnant. I have fulfilled the prophecy that started in season 6, episode 11. Please impregnate me. It has come to pass, and I hope it is not a bone baby.
Hang on. The prophecy has been going longer than that.
What do you mean?
The prophecy began when you were commanded by the Council of... How many people? Council of Three... to name your child Dump Truck Treg Bortz.
No, and it's not going to be Dump Truck Treg Bortz. Absolutely hey, will hey. Not. No, and you're not going to pose as the doctor.
David, Sean, as members of the Council of Three, you have to back me up on this.
Yeah, I totally back
right.
you up.
Before we pass the resolution to back you up on that, I want to go ahead and pass a resolution giving us a pay raise.
Okay, I'm cool with that.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Okay, the motion passes unanimously.
Wait,
next order
you,
of business.
You have to call for opposed!
No, we don't. It's a council of three.
No, it's not... Wait
also,
a minute.
Also, we outvote it.
Next order of business, are we backing up Logan on this one? Logan has to recuse himself from the vote because it affects him. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Of what?
Nay!
Vote passes all unanimously.
Nay!
There's a weird air conditioning problem going on in the council
Nay!
Chambers.
Yeah, Sean, can you point your fan away from your mic? It's getting in the way again.
Oh, let me turn it off right now. Click.
With that order of business out of the way, let's all go get drunk and play ping pong.
That's cool.
Fucking nay! All the nay!
Why don't you want to play ping pong, bro?
Why are you pretending to be a horse?
Jesus. All right, whatever. I'm getting the stories for tonight. Friday Night Fan Fiction Season 10. And the opening's either going to be... some smooth jazz promo or fucking
no, have it be like one of the sex songs from like 80s porno, and then we talk about how your wife's pregnant.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Nay!
So you're outvoted again.
Vote passes 3-0.
Uh-huh. I hope you guys are prepared to make the opening on your own. No, I should not give you that power. I should not. No. That is a bad idea and a terrible idea and not going to happen. Where the hell are the stories for tonight?
And a wonderful idea.
We're going to start because I didn't write the follow-up to the gritty Tomgis fic yet. We're going to start with more Buster Man Womb, okay?
Okay.
Aye.
69 use of Canada getting yowie with it? Or
wait,
69...
What? What's that one?
It's 69 hues of Canada getting yowie with it. I'm not going to explain what it is until you say yes to the title. Or 69 hues...
That's not how things work. Well, I mean, yeah, it is. Nobody reads legislation.
We can make it not the way it works.
The Council of Three is obviously overpowered. Elizabeth Warren cracked down this corruption.
Oh, yeah, that's what we want to go with. Elizabeth Warren.
I like her.
I thought we were dropping the political stuff.
You're the one who fucking said it, Steve. You can't bring it up and then say, I thought we were dropping it.
The Council of One says, I don't care.
There is no Council of One.
I am the Council of One. I have usurped the power here.
So does that mean I'm the Council of One and a Half?
You are a human submarine.
A pregnant human submarine.
That's the implication, baby.
Yes.
All right, I'll give you a hint then, Logan. The category for 69 Hues of Canada is Invader Zim and Homestar Runner. And 69 Hues of Christmas is Lord of the Rings and Santa Claus.
Want to do an Invader Zim Homestar one?
Yeah, we need more Homestar Runner.
Okay, I'm sure that they wrote this because we said that.
Almost guaranteed.
By the Constitution of the Council of Three.
I hate you.
Hi.
Is that going to be your thing this season? Is the Council of Three?
Sure. I mean,
you all. You always come up with one right at the start, and I don't mind this.
This is Logan's. I'm just running with it.
I said you as in the royal you.
Oh.
There is a royal you. It's a royal we.
No, it's a royal you.
No, it's a royal we.
There's more than just... Okay, I'm looking up, is there a royal you? Damn it. Royal you, Urban Dictionary. The use of the word you in reference to the general populace rather than one specific person. But it doesn't show up in Webster's.
Womp 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 womp. All in favor of womping Steve?
God damn it!
Aye.
Aye.
The motion carries an unprecedented 4-0.
Weird how he got 4 votes from the Council of Three.
It certainly is.
It's just not even fucking worth it, is it? The goal is to exasperate me before the end of the first episode, isn't it?
Shoot, we're trying to get you before you even start the story, bro.
Is that what we're doing? Because our episode now falls on April 1st of next year. Is that what we're going to do for April 1st?
Sure.
Why not?
Yeah.
Don't spoil the joke.
Yeah, we're not live. I can edit it.
When you send up the clips of the unedited versions for the Patreon, they're going to hear it.
And they're also going to be the first ones to hear the fact that Val is pregnant, and I'm not going to edit that out.
I just had a thought, guys.
What's up?
What?
It's illegal to try to own the libs because slavery has been illegal since the 13th Amendment.
God damn it.
There's the story. Logan, you start, you dip.
He's not a dip. All in favor of upgrading Logan from dip to human.
I thought you were going to say dip to dop.
Shit, I should have said that. That would have been really funny.
All in favor of upgrading Logan to Dippin' Dots, say aye.
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 Oh, dude, let's go fucking get some Dippin' Dots, bro.
Let's go get some Dippin' Dots.
All right, episode's on hold.
They have to be transported in, like, the coldest fucking temperature.
No, they don't. They just have to be transported in a freezer, like normal ice cream.
I don't even think they do that. I think they just sip normal-ass ice cream, and then the on-site, they have the little...
Then they just dot it?
Yeah, they have the little carbonite gun or whatever.
Carbonite gun?
Yeah, you know, from fucking Star Wars?
So you're telling me that Dippin' Dots is murdered ice cream?
Yeah. It's hacked to pieces. Durr.
How is
Dippin' Dots killed?
Dots transported?
Usually in a cup.
They blah 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 blah.
Creamers.
No, they make it and then they ship it around.
All right.
They don't make it on site. No carbonite gun for you.
Oh.
No carbonite gun.
Nobody's ever fun anymore.
69 Hues of Canada. Getting yowie with it, eh?
Eh.
Summary. In the dystopian hellscape of 2019, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. God, another Justin Trudeau fic.
Nothing wrong with that.
Well, yeah.
I mean, he is dreamy.
Oh, I wonder if this was written around the time that the blackface thing was resurfaced.
Almost assuredly.
Yeah.
Finally manages to fulfill a campaign promise with the power of gun. What starts out as an innocent constitutional crisis turns into something much less wholesome, and it's down to one big-headed lunatic to save Canada, nay, the world, from an even more annoying lunatic.
He does have a big head, doesn't he?
Yeah, sure, I like the baby, but he's got a big head.
About the author, best known by Ottawa police as that slutty fucking raccoon that keeps violating Stephen Harper's garbage cans.
Good, his garbage deserves to be violated.
I don't know who that is.
The former prime minister.
The bad prime minister.
I mean, yeah. And I thought he lived in Calgary.
Buster Manwum is credited with making garbage men refuse to come within 20 yards of Stephen Harper's garbage cans.
All right. That's a noble pursuit. Thank you, Buster Manwum.
Chapter 1. Breaking news.
David, breaking news. You started with breaking news and then turned into like the jitterbug.
Hey, are you telling me news can't be fun?
No, it can't be. It's supposed to be serious and dire. Otherwise, how will we survive against Fox News?
This was a big day. Such a big day that Ron Burgundy was sent to Canada in person. Such a big day that he snorted the good cocaine beforehand. Many other news people were around him. Are you ready, Mr. Burgundy? Ron Burgundy's cameraman asked. The cocaine was working. His cameraman was an octopus in nipple tassels. Was A-N not octopus in nipple tassels? I am as ready as you would make for... Wait, what the fuck? I am as ready as you would make for a fine plate of calamari, you sexy cephalopod. The octopus in nipple tassels nodded. As long as Ron Burgundy was still able to pronounce words, they were good to go. We're broadcasting in 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year!
Should all acquaintance be forgot and equip some nipple tassels?
You know, I performed this week on stage wearing a ball gag. It was great.
Did they do that to keep you from singing?
No, they...
Ow, damn. Oh, snap.
Wow. Oh, that was rough.
I performed with the Mondo Baltimore Band for their Christmas special, and we
Did you sing too much the last time you performed with them? So they were like, oh, we need to stop this.
Can I finish my story, damn it? We rewrote the lyrics to Last Christmas to be all about bondage and shit.
What?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you do.
Last Christmas, I asked you for pain, and the very next day, you brought whips and chains. Crotch damp, you wore nipple clamps. I think I found someone special. And the entire second verse is sung with a ball gag.
Oh, God.
It was great. It was wonderful.
I mean, I rewrote Last Christmas to be about the Folgers incest fic, so yeah.
Nice. I do need to write an original song about that. Anyways, please continue telling me about Stephen Harper's molested garbage.
Hopefully I won't be. Ron Burgundy stared down at his notes, written on his palm.
Into
his palm. The only 2 points he'd written down was Parliament Hill equals snowy White House.
David, we're 15 minutes into the show. What are you already looking at?
Everyone keeps talking about my giant head. The first such occasion happened in 1953.
And do not call it French Australia. Ron Burgundy here, reporting from Parliament Hill, where President equivalent Justin Trudeau has hinted he's actually going to fulfill a campaign promise. Truly an event without precedent, without drugs involved. Now shut up.
Well, okay, did you need to do that pause?
Yes. I'm out of practice.
All right.
We haven't had this long a hiatus literally ever.
And yet I had almost no free time the entire time.
Whose fault is that?
The world's.
Yours.
Why are you blaming it on a stand from JoJo?
I knew someone was gonna fucking say it.
No, you didn't. You're not hip enough.
Yes, I am.
Hip, hip, hippity hop.
Steve, you haven't even watched that season.
Wait, which season? Because I've seen Diamond is Unbreakable.
It's not in that one.
Zawardo.
You sure?
The world is not in season 4. Yes, I'm quite sure.
Okay.
Well, it is once, but at the very end.
Yeah, see, that's what I remember. Because he did the whole time freezy thingy.
No, that's not... That stand he's using is not the world.
Zawaldo.
He's using a similar technique.
Can I invoke the Council of Three?
No, you cannot...
All in favor of invoking the Council of Three? Nay.
The world is Dio's stand. That's the name of his stand.
Why doesn't he sit?
Because nobody sits in that show. Just a bunch of fucking people in really beautiful clothes going around going, do this thing now.
I think Logan wishes that he stayed out of practice now. Go ahead.
Now shut up. It looks like something is, as the kids say, going down. The sound system blared to life. The door was still. Sir? Can I just... Sir? Are you sure this is a good idea? Hey, hush! An audibly toked up Justin Trudeau lazily retorted. It'll be... Get off! It'll be great! Come on! Just... Hey!
Can you make it sound like somebody's trying to grab your mic away from you?
No, I am not going to do that. It's going to sound like shit.
That's the point.
Okay! Hey, hush! An audibly toked up Justin Trudeau lazily retorted. It'll be... Get off! It'll be great! Come on! Hey! Give me that! And okay, fine! I'll do it!
What the fuck is going on, man?
That's part of the fake.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Logan didn't spontaneously grow a couple extra personalities during that bit, David, I swear.
You're welcome, viewers. Justin Trudeau's dainty little foot kicked open the front door of Parliament Hill just as All Star by Smash Mouth began playing.
Don't do it, guys. Don't. You no, no. Please.
Council of Three, we need to hold an emergency meeting.
All right.
The Supreme Chancellor of Canada has invoked the Smash Mouth initiative. How do we respond? I vote the start of the song.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
DEFCON 1. Let's do it.
You guys had such an opening. One of you could have said,
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me.
Ain't the serpent still in the shed. And he left.
There we go.
4.
He's gone again.
Well, the ends start coming and they don't... Back to the rules. Live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but dumb. So much. See, so what's wrong with taking
X-treats?
So much to do, so much to see, so much to do,
so much to see,
so much to do, so much to see, so much to do, so much to see, so much to do, so much to do, so much to see, so much to do, so much to see, so much to see, so much to do, so much to do, so much to see.
I can wait.
All right. I guess you will.
Steve.
So much to do.
I do have to ask you a question real quick, though.
What is it?
Well, it's actually more of a statement. It's like... Yep.
Not even...
Hey, Steve.
I know what you're gonna do!
You don't... He doesn't know what I'm gonna do.
What's he doing?
Steve.
I know what you're gonna do!
You might as well be walking on the sun, dude. Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know you were gonna do.
That's right, you didn't.
You didn't know.
Because your brain gets smart and your head gets dumb.
So much to do, so much to see, so much to do, so much...
All right, Dave. He held a fat joint in one hand and a gun in the other. And the Bill of Rights in the other. Oopsa, he called out as he took a long drag, jerking the gun towards the Bill of Rights, keeping the security and nursing staff back as he approached the podium. So, you know how I said that I'd do some of that,
come on.
Voo ditties.
Dit?
Come in voo ditties.
Come on, dit.
He's high, thank you very much.
Yeah, but he still speaks French. Like, that's his mother language.
Listen.
No, you listen.
I stopped listening.
Steve-O, you listen.
I stopped listening when All-Star started being sung.
So much to do, so much to see. So much to do, so much to see.
Do you think that's what happens when, like, somebody becomes a prime minister? They don't actually do anything. They just sit in their office and constantly sing, so much to do, so much to see, so much to do, so much to see.
Yeah.
Well, they certainly have so much to do.
And they have a lot to see.
Mm-hmm.
E-L!
Sports! It's in the game.
Actoral form. A handful of people in the audience made barely audible, and meh sounds in between long drags of that sweet legal kush.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'ma do it, Trudeau declared. The ehs and mehs grew slightly more enthusiastic, with the exception of one rando in the back yelling, Hell meh!
Oh, I thought you meant hell meh.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to extend that silence there so it's just 10 minutes of so much to do, so much to see, and then Logan saying, oh, okay.
The electoral process, your thence word, will be,
Get the fuck back!
Trudeau shouted as one of the security guards tried to inch toward the gun. Sorry. Oh, right. The next prime minister will be whichever party leader has the nicest hair. And election day is today.
David, you're up. Because I see that you're not looking at the story.
You don't know what I'm doing.
We know you're not looking at the story.
Shit, you don't even know.
And I see in my future, David will ask what page we are on.
No, we're on page 3.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, that's an everybody drink.
Yeah, get off of it. Dun. Jump on it, jump on it, jump on it, jump on it.
There's like 6 different songs going on.
I really like Jump On It mashed with circus music. It's really good.
What circus music? I was doing Mega Man.
Oh, it sounded like circus music. I'm sorry. The stoned masses muttered confusingly as Trudeau backed into the front door, still holding the Bill of Rights at gunpoint, laughing with a feverish, manic energy not unlike Jason Momoa seconds after being offered a role in The Bad Batch 2.
Okay.
Well, there you have it, folks,
Ron Burgundy announced, his eyes red from having a thick doob passed his way 20 times too many.
That guy.
The king of the snow Austrians. Yeah, he's...
Snow Austrians.
I mean, Austria has snow, so it's not
but these are Austrians, like, made out of snow, like snowmen.
Oh, okay, that makes
sense. Can you say
sense.
It more toked up, Logan?
Yeah, but these are like... Stop. Austrian...
Can we please get away from Kmart Joe Rogan podcast? Yeah, he started a hair pageant. I see absolutely no way this could go wrong. More at soon. Meanwhile, in the Conservative Party's volcano lair, the Conservative Party's secret elite, the Peanuts Gang, were getting their shit all up in a tizzy. We are fucked. Fucked. Charlie Brown wailed in despair of
Charlie Brown's in this?
Yeah, the Peanuts
Gang.
Yeah,
the Peanuts Gang.
I keep hearing penis.
Charlie Brown wailed with the despair of the far right seeing Trudeau's blackface photos and realizing they have to find racism offensive now.
How in the head cheese on fuck toast are we supposed to compete with Trudeau in a hair contest?
Who the fuck is Schroeder? There's no Schroeder in a fucking Peanuts.
He's the piano player.
He's the piano player.
Yeah.
That's Linus.
No.
Linus does not. Linus is the blanket kid.
Oh, shit. All right. I got to look this up real quick.
Yeah, you combine piano man and blanket kid.
You're also a little too close to the mic now, Logan.
That's because I never put the pop filter back on.
God damn it.
Hey, you the fuck. You asked me
you
to
the
do
fuck.
It, man.
You're the fuck.
Fuck. You're the fuck.
You the fuck. You the fuck.
Yeah, he did the fuck.
I always thought that he was just referred to as piano guy.
No, you didn't. You didn't think that.
I mean, no, I really did, because they never mention his name and he has no speaking roles.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
When?
All the time.
Whenever, man. I don't fucking know. Exactly. Everyone else knew his name was Schroeder.
That's because you're all nerds.
David, you have, like, a degree in IT. You're a nerd.
Shut up. Don't tell people. They'll know.
If anyone here is not nerds, it's me and... Wait, Sean, do you have a degree?
No.
It's me and Sean or Jax because we don't have degrees.
Do I have a degree still?
Yes, you have a degree.
Yeah, it's called your thermostat.
What?
Yeah. I get it.
Based on the sound of his scream, 100 miles an hour.
That's because it would have been straight slander,
Linus screamed. Wait, rerun from What's Happening?
Just go with it.
What do we do? Rerun screamed in between the whole breaths of cocaine. We can't win with Andrew Scheer. He has the worst hair. Or he has worse hair than his own left nut.
But Andrew Scheer died.
Well, then there you go. That's why he has worse hair, because he's the Crypt Keeper now.
Is he dead?
Yes, he did recently.
Huh.
No, Andrew Scheer's still alive.
Oh no, he left the party.
So he's basically dead to the party.
Yes. It was using the party's money to finance his kid's private education.
I was gonna say, the two very different things.
Nah, he's dead to me.
Any of y'all watch Beastars?
No.
No.
No,
no, I'm not a furry.
You don't have to be a furry to watch Beastars, but it helps.
Alright, there you go.
Hold on, I'm watching a funny gif. A hat landed on Haru. Aw, that's cute. Anyway, back to the show. Rerun was apparently from What's Happening in Here, and Andrew Scheer is the Crypt Keeper. I guess we have no choice, Charlie Brown. Just Charlie Brown. But to surrender to the libs. There was a dark silence, partially out of the depressing realizations and partially out of noticing a distant cackling voice.
Fuzz.
You could surrender to the NDP? Or the Green Party?
Val, nobody else is going to get that but you.
No, I got it.
The other Canadian gets it.
No, I get it too because I follow politics. Anyway, a barely visible silhouette inched closer. The aromatic aroma of Elmer's glue and hair gel thrust into the air, penetrating their nostrils with the unrelenting pungency of a Yankee candle stuffed with cat shit.
Yeah.
And you are? Lucy asked. I said, fools!
Invader Zim screamed, emerging from the shadows. His hair was massive. As he spoke, Gurr was dipping whole wigs into a barrel of Elmer's glue and sticking them to him.
Oh my lord, Peppermint Patty gushed. That is the most beautiful hair I have ever seen.
I ask the questions!
Zim loudly blurted. The Peanuts Gallery stared at him. At Zim. Zim stared back. The Peanuts Gallery stared at Zim. Gurr ate a wig. So... do you want to be our party leader?
Yes!
Hooray. The Conservative Party cheered as Gurr puked a wig onto Zim. Chapter 2, Fuckers in a Bangerous Time.
Ooh.
About the author. Mustard Manwoom is the answer to the question, what does the Canadian federal government...
No, what does?
Oh, my bad.
God damn it.
Buster Manwoom is the answer to the question, what does the Canadian federal government and the female anatomy have in common as they learned everything they know about either topic from porn? Chapter 2, Fuckers in a Bangerous Time.
I gotta look this up. Is there fucking Canadian government shit on Pornhub?
I don't know, but Ted Cruz did like that one incest movie.
I remember that.
Nope, it's just a bunch of fucking...
Well, yeah, that's what porn is.
Thank you. Thank you for explaining what porn is to me.
I had to watch this stuff to figure out how to get you pregnant.
I'm glad that you eventually learned with, like, how many dozen terabytes you have now?
See, for me, I learned from hentai, and nobody gets pregnant in hentai, so it's all good.
They get pregnant all the time.
Yeah.
Nah.
I am pretty sure that people get pregnant in hentai. I'm pretty sure someone got pregnant in Bible Black.
No, that didn't happen.
Yeah, they got pregnant with a demon.
No, that didn't happen.
Pretty sure that happened.
That didn't happen, man. See, I plugged my ears and won the argument.
All right, next up is me. Finally, Gurr! Zim declared entitledly in the privacy of their pre-debate dressing room. I can't do Invader Zim for my... fucking life, by the way. Gurr lay on the ground, gargling glue non-responsively. Great.
Checks out.
Yeah.
Silence, Gurr, Zim said. After all these years, I am finally fulfilling the instruction on my youth. Okay. Flashback time. Congratulations, Erkin Youth, a robotic arm said to an absent-minded toddler Zim. Your gender has been promoted to invader! Ooh! Toddler Zim squealed. As an invader, it will be your duty to take over planets in the name of the mighty Erkin Empire by any means necessary, be it forced seduction or government infiltration, the robotic arm explained. Training starts now! A vacuum tube crashed through the nearest wall, sucking Zim up to the Erkin Nursery / Death Academy. Flashback done! Only an invader of the fiercest superiority would take a mere 20 years to remember the first thing ever invader is taught. Invader Zim screamed, like me, I am Zim! I'm really not liking this immediate vocal whiplash I've been tasked with for the first thing of the season.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Get used to it, because fucking Sean has to do it all the time.
Yeah. I know there's a reason why I make him do it. He's good at it.
I thank you.
Gurr was dipping entire jars of ketchup into the glue and eating them as Charlie Brown ran into the dressing room. Sir, the debate is about to start. There are debates? Zim! Screamed. Why was I not informed of this? You need to be doing something while everyone judges your hair, Charlie Brown explained. Just keep yelling pipelines and tax cuts and you'll be fine.
Oh.
God damn it.
I mean, if it works, right?
Yeah.
It works for Sheer. Better be on your A game, though. You're slipping in the polls. What? Zim screamed. How? Gurr, show me the surveys. Gurr vomited a cracked glue-encased iPad. In the third place was a picture of Trudeau, though there was a bottle of black shoe polish imposed over his face.
Oh.
Wow. Fucking wow. Second was Zim, pictured with a Mini Cooper-sized massive wigs glued to his hair. First place was Dib! Zim cursed, looking at a picture of Dib, balancing a mattress and a whole shag carpet on his head. Of course he would be...
Nope.
I need to go get a drink. Hold on. Talk amongst yourselves. Make elevator music or something.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. They bought the sharpest tool in the shed.
And they don't stop coming, and they don't stop coming, and they don't stop coming, and they don't stop coming.
Okay, you can stop coming now.
They don't stop coming.
You can stop coming now. Stop coming now.
I'm not coming, I'm boing.
Yeah.
I thought that you make that noise when you come.
No.
Good to get that out of the way. We'll eventually rule in what noise you do make. Where was I? Drinking, that's what I was doing.
Pretty sure I don't make any particular strange noise.
Heavy breathing.
Probably just like heavy breathing.
Of course he would try to use his disgustingly colossal head to hold an even more majestic hairdo than me. Gurr! More wigs! Glue more wigs onto me. We ran out, Gurr said, popping his head out of another glue barrel. Zim gasped.
Drink for Ugg.
Unacceptable.
No, it's the rule.
Glue more stuff to me, Gurr. Everything! Yes, master! There's so much yelling. Gurr saluted as Charlie Brown returned to guide Zim to the debate floor. Chapter 3, Highlander 2 was a goddamn treasure. About the author, Val.
I'm not the author.
No, it's your turn to read.
Buster Man.
I mean, are we sure that Val is not the author?
I'm not. I'm really not good with words, both English and French words. I'm very bad at wording.
Very bad wording.
Yeah, my lips are dry. Buster Manwoom is wanted by the RCMP for imitating a a Canada Post worker and throwing pickled garbage patch kids at white people
cabbage
rather than
patch.
That's what I said.
I thought you said garbage.
Definitely heard garbage patch.
I said cabbage.
Play back the tape.
The tape is just repetitions of the Council of Three followed by so much to do, so much to see.
At White People, rather than just fucking buying Death Stranding. Chapter 3, Mass Debate. Wait, it's a different title.
Yeah. It's not Highlander 2 is a goddamn treasure.
I know.
Well, it's because it's not true. Highlander 2 is not a goddamn treasure.
You don't like the quickening?
You mean the one where they're confirmed to be aliens?
Yeah.
No,
I mean, nobody's from Scotland.
Scotland doesn't exist.
Yeah, nobody's actually from there.
Scotland is a fraud. Gregland is real.
Gregland.
I recently played through Grand Theft Auto Vice City with Judy so she could experience the story.
Oh, wonderful. I love Vice City.
Rice City?
Yes, I also love Rice City.
Yeah, that's what he said. I'm just going to plow past it. There is a radio station, one of the chat stations, in which someone erroneously claims that nobody has been born in Florida since 1867.
No, that's true.
And I'm like, that's super true.
It is.
Hello. A stoic and well-dressed
Hi.
Man.
Hello. Thank you. I am the one person who was born in Florida past that date.
A stoic and well-dressed man standing in front of the debate platform looks straight into the camera. My name is John CBC. 300 years ago, my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great- could be taken seriously. This last hour has been a roller coaster for our country, and we feel that it is only appropriate that we take this whole process as seriously as the government seems to be. With that, I am honored to introduce our debate moderator.
Hello,
Homestar Runner said.
Hi, Vupamel.
Yeah, it's just...
I'm sitting at the biggest desk. That makes me in charge. Harder!
I believe every word that man just said.
Yeah!
Because it's exactly what I want to hear.
Trudeau leaned on his podium fabulously, staring to space with the very ferocious airheadedness that helped him make this country what it is today.
Wow.
Our leader is a himbo.
You know, I would rather have that. You have no idea how much I would like to have that right now.
Yeah.
I know.
This nightmare has lasted far too long.
Dib and Zim were screaming at each other. Nobody except Dib seemed to notice or care that Gurr was tearing apart the whole building, gluing curtains, carpets, and support beams to Zim's hair.
You won't get away with this, Zim!
Dib screamed.
You'll never win! Foolish Dib!
Zim retorted venomously.
These snow-filled monkeys have no choice but to choose me! Look at how fabulous my hair is!
I've seen your hair. It is pretty cool.
Your hair has mass nut style, Dib said,
his shag rug wig bouncing with heavy word.
Canadians aren't that stupid!
There's an exception to every rule.
Yeah, like the Great Plains.
Oof. To anybody who listens to us in the Great Plains, why?
Like, why do you listen to us, or why the Great Plains?
Yeah.
Or no, just the question, why? Send in your answer now. FridayNightFanfic@gmail.com.
With perfect timing, a Winnipeg driver crashed through the wall, lamenting that they didn't get winter tires with one brain cell and getting ready to accuse the building of cutting them off with the other.
Yeah, that's true.
Before they could say anything, Gurr threw the car into Zim's wig, and they was never heard from again.
Honk.
I'm glad that in Quebec, winter tires are mandatory for residents.
In certain prefectures in Japan, it's also the same way.
Newfoundland's the same way as well.
Other places are better.
Silence, please!
Homestar declared, getting Dib and Zim's attention by shocking them with 50,000 volts.
First question. I have no arms.
Wait, So you said you don't know the character from Invader Zim's voices.
Yeah, you know Homestar's voice because I basically make that voice during sex.
Yeah, that was the voice you got impregnated to. You should really know this one.
I cannot do Homestar.
Okay, fine. Hold on.
I cannot do Homestar. The closest Val, I can do is Muppet Val. In.
You can't even do Muppet Val.
Tag me in. First question. I have no arms.
There was a pause.
I'm not laughing at that, but I am.
Yeah, Dave, in the editing, I'm going to make it sound like you laughed at our thing.
That's fine.
When they hear about the Venezuelan economy.
That one got me, man.
Was that's not a question, Dib exclaimed.
Wrong.
Homestar declared as Dib was shocked again.
Ugh. Zim groaned. Pipelines! And tax cuts.
Are you on the toilet right now? Because it sounds like you're having some trouble letting it out.
No.
Pipelines and tax cuts! Not bad.
Homestar admitted, letting Zim go unshocked. Both, Trudeau said, still leaning on his podium.
That is correct.
Homestar said.
Next question.
What?
Andrew Scheer yelled tearfully, crashing the debate. He seemed to be wearing his own left nut as a wig.
Jesus.
I have fabulous hair now. Let me run, please.
Security!
Homestar called.
The groupies are getting out of town. It's violence time. That's so much fun. That's my new favorite Homestar phrase. The groupies are getting out of town. It's violence time.
Wow. Finally. Time for Strong Bad.
It's almost Homestar.
It's also like Sonora Card Gauge, kind of.
The groupies are dying out of town.
It's time for Violet Beauregard.
She died recently.
Did she? Aw, that's sad. Aww.
Well, rip to another person.
A staggering number of police rushed the stage, tackled Andrew Scheer's balls off, and beat him worse than a Hong Kong citizen, publicly fighting for their human rights.
Wow. Thank you, Buster Manwomb, for actually giving us the avenue to discuss politics.
Just as the police were about to leave with Scheer, Gurr threw the lot of them into Zim's wig. If anybody paid attention, they might have noticed that the entire building and surrounding neighborhood was assimilated into Zim's hair.
Okay, so now if anybody notices, I'm changing the boo box to Zim's wig.
Hey, Dave.
What's up?
You, me, and Sean need 4 friends.
Okay.
Good luck.
Why?
So we can hang out with this thing that's in the Not Safe for Work porn spam.
So I don't count as a friend?
Dude, you're tied down. You can't fuck no rubber pussy.
Oh, you're talking about that thing. No.
It's fucking... It's insane.
It's horrible.
It's insane.
It's a sea urchin.
It looks like a lazy Susan of pussy.
Yes, that's what I was gonna say. It looks like a lazy Susan full of puss.
A lazy Susan of pussy. Can that be the episode title?
There's an ass in the middle, too.
Yeah, that's for the 7th person.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm going to sit hard pass.
Also, why do all of these have, like, hentai analogs?
Because they're different age of that girl.
And why does it look like every vaginal canal is the Grand Canyon?
You don't like fucking the Grand Canyon?
It just looks like somebody took an equalizer readout and put it onto a pussy.
Well, whatever gets you going, dude.
No, it's not going to get me going. Sean, keep going.
Next question, Homestar announced. Aw, hats.
Aw, hat.
This confused Dib and Zim. What?
Both.
Oh, this confused both Dib and Zim. Yes, Dib answered before getting shocked. Wait, I mean, no. Or he shouted before getting shocked again.
How much is this fucking 6 vaginal 1 anus nightmare?
I don't know. I can't read that language.
I can't read Japan. Tamatoys. I'm just gonna look this shit up. Tamatoys, good fragrance smell. Great.
Mm. Good fragrance smell. Great.
Fucking pipelines and tax cuts, Invader Zim said confidently.
Thank you, Google. Six buildings that look like vaginas.
You know, occasionally Google comes through for you, man.
Okay. Thanks, Amazon. This is a bizarre pairing you've done. This was the first Amazon result for Tamatoys. Why is the Jessica Alba store?
What?
Okay.
Why is the Jessica Alba store?
Now that's a valid question. Why is the Jessica Alba store?
Yeah.
Pipelines and tax cuts. Invader Sim said confidently, his hair now largely comprised of Toronto and North Dakota. Far in the background.
It doesn't even look like Jessica Alba.
You can fucking keep North Dakota.
No.
Why do you say that about North Dakota?
How will South Dakota have a hat, Steve?
Yeah.
Why do you hate the place where our...
North Dakota is?
Is there anything in North Dakota worth keeping? 27 things you need to know about North Dakota before you move.
It's north of South Dakota.
It's cold, but only sometimes.
It's south of Canada.
What the heck is this? North Dakotans are in deep with the ND. What does that mean?
The North Dakota.
The North Dakota.
Yeah.
North Dakotans are deep in North Dakota. Yes, that's one yes. of the qualities.
Well, there's like a 20-mile buffer zone at the border, so there's literally nothing for 20 miles in every direction of North Dakota.
Number three, don't waste time traipsing all over North Dakota for the best meal. It's at Mezzaluna. There's nothing plain about their art museum. There's money in the honey. What is this?
Sounds like a news article. Trying to get people to move to North Dakota.
The definition of traffic in North Dakota has evolved with the economy.
Yeah? What's the definition?
It's just a picture of a John Deere tractor.
No.
This is a troll. This is a fucking troll. All right, go ahead.
Far in the background, Gurr could be heard screaming as he tried to shove the left half of Hudson's Bay in there. Zim went unshocked. Five, Trudeau said. Exactly, Homestar praised. His desk flew away as Zim's hair developed his own gravitational pull.
Whee!
Trees, cars, and buildings could be seen flying overhead, wedging themselves in the goopy mess. Last question. What is Canada's thong?
What is Canada's thong?
Song.
Thong, yes.
Thong.
Thong, so thong, thong, thong.
Oh, Canada? Dib answered before getting shocked again. Really? Pipelines and tax breaks, Zim yelled, clutching onto his podium, trying not to get absorbed into his own hair. No shock. Painted black by the Rolling Stones, Trudeau answered confidently. Apparently, Homestar acknowledged. I have made my decision. The next prime minister is... Wait, you choose who wins the election? Dib screamed.
That is something that is worse than American democracy.
Gods! Homestar screamed, holding onto his chair. Police ran up and managed to beat up Dib a bit before they got sucked into Zim's hair. As I was saying, the next prime minister is... Ha ha ha, yes! This shit pleases me.
You gave one extra ha. Take it back.
Ah. A loud and charismatic voice screamed with...
Can we make this one a video of podcast and have that be the only part of the video where you just put Sean's face on the right side of the screen and the ah goes back into his mouth?
Yeah, Dave, you do it.
Okay, give me the audio when this is done. It'll be a black screen, Sean. I'll need a picture of you with your mouth open.
And remember, the audio is available for you for every episode.
That's too much work.
Knew it.
A loud and charismatic voice screamed with boisterous satisfaction, like an opera singer getting a handy. The king of all cosmos from the uber blockbuster Katamari franchise arose far in the background in all his effervescent glory.
Effervescent
glory.
Basically just talking about the size of his crotch.
Taking up the entire sky, he looked onto Zim's hair with a jealous arousal. This chunky mass truly is worthy of becoming a star within my domain.
I hope you realize that in post, I have to remove your words because he only talks in record scratches.
All right.
So,
you handsome green dog, will you part with this?
No, I'll trade you.
Gurr responded capitalistically. Name your price. The king of the cosmos boomed. A planet made of gold. Eternal life.
3 taquitos.
Gurr answered.
Gurr!
Zim screamed. What are you doing? Stop!
Circles back around Logan.
Damn it.
Damn it.
Damn it.
Janet.
Damn it.
Bobby.
Planet.
But he was too late. The king of all the cosmos disappeared in an explosion of light. A wormhole opened up, tugging a screaming invader Zim into the unknowable beyond by his nyer. When the dust had settled, all beyond the debate platform was barren waste, except for Gurr, who was rolling on the ground, smooshing 3 stale 7-Eleven taquitos into the dirt. I have...
many questions.
Changed my decision, Homestar said. Whatever. Div announced, I'm just happy it's not Zim. The new prime minister is Andrew Scheer's left testicle.
Wait, we have a callback. We did a callback to the original part of the story. Yay.
Who's Andrew Scheer?
Former leader of the opposition.
Former leader of the opposition.
Yeah, former leader of the conservatives, basically.
I was supposed to say opposition to what?
The leader of the conservative party.
And on top of
they
that, he's no longer.
The opposition?
No.
It has to do with, like, when you have
a party called themselves the opposition, that would be fucking metal.
That's not how Canadian politics works.
No.
No. Make it like that, though.
Logan, sit your ass and let the Canadians explain you.
I am literally sitting?
No, sit more.
What?
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 What? What? What?
What? What? What?
What? What? What? What?
Tacos. Sand castles.
Oh, dude. Steve, can you, like, Postmates me some tacos, man?
You didn't want to get Chinese food with me yesterday. What makes you think I want to get tacos with you today?
Because if Logan sees me get tacos, it would make him a very happy person, right, Logan?
I have to put this to the Council of Three. You have to abstain from voting.
Shit.
Nay.
I would like to propose taquitos.
Ooh, an amendment. Our first time in history.
Interesting supposition.
And in line with the story.
I do want some taquitos.
You know you guys legally can't secede from me. I am the union.
Shut up, Greece.
Where was I?
Talking about Greece and taquitos.
Dib yelled, gabberflasted. To his right, he had noticed that Andrew Shear's left nut had taken place at Zim's vacant podium. Their hair was indeed fabulous. It looked like Ben Stiller in Zoolander when he mastered Magnum. Congratulations, Homestar announced. What have you got to say? For a moment. Andrew Shear's left nut said nothing. Then, through sheer force of will, a massive red flag erected behind him, the Soviet anthem booming. Halfway through the confused screams of conservatives Halfway through the confused screams of conservatives everywhere, this story ended. The end.
No, you have to yell that.
The end!
If you are an organism of culture that wishes to witness the thoughts of this generation's genius at work, or simply want to see what happens when somebody huffs enough mayonnaise in a co-op trash bin, follow Buster Manwoom on Twitter at Buster Manwoom.
So I can say without a doubt we've done something because Buster Manwoom now has 19 followers.
Good.
Guys, come on, get out there.
Considering they had exactly 0 followers before we started following them, yes.
Yeah, we did a good. All right. God damn it, there's that fucking Jessica Alba store masturbator still on my screen. Hold on.
That was a collection of words.
Yes, it was.
I think it's going to be Mick Foley versus R-Truth.
As someone who, at a time, was very into Warhammer 40K, I understood every single word there.
Great.
All right, Logan, give us a crash course real quick.
Imagine if someone made a tabletop game that glorified fascism.
Okay.
Risk.
But like in a way that is meant to be satirical, but people don't take satirically.
I don't have to do that. That already happens.
Risk.
Oh, sorry.
Number 21 on the list of reasons to move to North Dakota. Pizza is always something to smile about. This is not a list. This is not a reason to move to North Dakota.
No, it is a list. It's just not a good list.
That's a list of things to think about before you move there.
Pizza is something to smile about. You will not smile if there are only two pizza places both out of reach in North Dakota. Okay, I think, Logan, since you got kind of shortchanged on the end of that story, you can go ahead and start this one, too.
No, I'm good.
Logan, how much did you complain last season when you got shortchanged?
Because you did it multiple episodes in a row where you would say, okay, Logan, you get to read the next one, and then we would bullshit, and then I wouldn't get to read.
Okay, David, you get to read the next one, and you don't get to say, nah, I'm good.
I would never. Because I have to post this in the shame bucket.
No.
All right, here we go.
No. No grass dong.
What do you mean no?
No grass
also,
dong.
Also, can you link the story?
It's in staff chat.
I am in staff chat, and the last thing he linked was 69 Hues of Christmas Santa.
That's the new story.
That's what we're reading.
Oh, okay.
David, how many things did you post after we started reading the story? Did you think I just edited in the same link?
Yes. If you must know.
Did you think the title changed, but the story didn't?
No, I think that Steve is playing a prank on my butt. It's not fun. Anyway, about the author. Best known for producing the blockbuster podcast Chuds and Spuds, where they spend
Chuds
40...
Chuds and Spuds!
That's the name of your fucking cooking show, Logan. Chuds and Spuds.
I will never be called a Chud.
Right.
You're already a Spud.
You're an all-star.
Hey now, you're a spud now. Get your spud on. Come Tato.
Did you say come Tato?
Yes, come Tato.
Ew.
Ew.
Hey, look, I think sex would be very uncomfortable if we came mashed potatoes, so.
It'd be more tasty.
Oh, yeah, I think blowjobs would be far more plentiful if dudes came mashed potatoes, like buttery, garlicky, delicious, fully loaded mashed potatoes.
I'm going to ask people this. Would you give fellatio more often if people ejaculated creamy, buttery, garlic mashed potatoes?
Yeah, fucking put that in the fucking hypothetical chat or whatever.
Oh, you mean the naked opinions questions? The ones that we ask ourselves anyway?
Yeah, put it in there.
Yeah, put it in there.
You put it in there.
Edit this out of this podcast and put it in that other podcast.
This will not be discussed outside of this private conversation. Anyway.
It's gonna be public!
Where they spend 45 minutes every week licking ghost peppers and arguing that potato salad is a citrus fruit. Buster Manwom had long since retired before finally learning the difference between producing a podcast and verbally abusing the organic bananas in the Saskatoon co-op.
They talk about co-ops a lot.
Yeah,
they're popular.
It's almost like they're Canadian. Man, I wonder who it could be.
Yeah.
I don't know what co-ops are, man.
Cooperative.
Co-ops, when you go to the store and you have to work together with a guy to get through the grocery store boss.
No, that's not it, but I like it.
Yeah.
Sean, what's a co-op?
It's like a chain.
It's basically a cooperative.
It's just a grocery store, then?
No.
Grocery store, gas stations, stuff like that.
Yeah, like every grocery store around here has a gas station, so.
So, I mean, we got alcohol in our Starbucks? Because I might go there more often if that's the case.
I'm sorry, I'm still looking at more of these masturbators in the Jessica Alba store.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Steve, don't you already own enough shitty masturbators?
Yes, that's why I'm looking to get good ones!
Yeah, just go on Fleshlight.
Those are expensive.
No, they're not.
So? You make a shitload of money scamming people out of auto insurance.
You make more money than any of us, and also, they're not that expensive.
Yeah, he makes more money scamming people out of auto insurance claims. That is your job, right?
Yeah, he's definitely an auto insurance adjuster.
He's Flo from e-insurance.
Oh, Steve, stop being hot in a weird sort of way.
I don't know that she's, like, hot in a weird sort of way. I think she's hot in a normal sort of way.
I don't know. I think in the world of fictitious insurance adjusters, Aaron Esurance is top tier.
Yeah, but Aaron Esurance isn't real. Flo is a real person who is hella thick underneath that apron.
Yeah.
No. Flo's actress is real. Flo is not real.
No, Flo's real.
Nah, Flo is not real.
Yeah, she could teleport and stuff.
Just like real people can.
So what is Flo's stand then?
Her stand is progressive box.
Yes, it is progressive box.
Look, I'm going to bone zone aliens because humans are so passe, all right?
It's great, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Weird. Okay.
Also, you can purchase David's muzzle for $95 from Bad Dragons.
That's a funny joke.
Well, I love this cleaner that they're packaging with these things. They have listed as features deodorant, antibacterial, and eradication.
Powerful for when your sperm just gets out of control.
It just eradicates your entire dongus.
Oh, no.
Chemical burning all the way to the base.
So David's muzzle does not look good with the Mario question block on it.
What does the Mario question block do? Is it the signature colors or?
Yeah, signature colors.
David, tell me about how bad Midwest Fur Fest was.
All right, so I went to a furry convention over the break. Went to Midwest Fur Fest, the largest furry convention, I think, in the U.S.
I think so.
There could be bigger ones. I don't know. It was big. The Donald J. Stevenson Convention Center in Rosemont, Chicago, Illinois, was packed to the brim with foul-smelling people who just did not decide to shower any days that they were there.
Yeah, standard.
There was an instance of a service dog being scared by one of the people in a fursuit and shitting all over the floor in the dealer room.
See, that's just fucking...
That's upsetting, because I'm like, you guys should leave a service dog alone. That dog probably doesn't actually have service dog training and shit all over the floor, you idiots. Also, ironically enough, the convention that was running in tandem to that was like a fucking American Kennel Club dog show. And I thought that was really funny and super on brand.
Yeah.
But the point of this story, since it was mentioned over in one of the sidebar chats that happened on our shows, they were talking about David's muzzle from Bad Dragon. In the con, there was a Bad Dragon presence, and they had like 7 tables in the adult booth area. Like, it's all blocked off, but like thick curtains and stuff. They don't let kids go in there because apparently kids go to Midwest Fur Fest. And I'm like, that's upsetting.
Kids are furries too.
Yes. But, like, in the artist alley, like, people who are not 18 are just watching people draw porn. And I'm like, I'm not exactly comfortable with that.
That's a problem on the con.
I agree. Yeah. It is a problem on the con. And that's why I'm talking about it. I'm not saying that the artists themselves are the issue. I'm saying that the con themselves are the issue for not enforcing it. There was a silent auction area that had a 18 or older section, but no one was guarding it. You could just fucking wander over there and look at all the boobies and penises. There was a lot of penises there. Like, people were walking around in like sub masks and stuff like that. I'm like, man, let your freak flag fly, but man, dude, the kids go to this thing, so
man, dude.
Man, dude.
Man, dude. Man, dude.
Like,
man, dude. I
don't feel like, I'm a very sexual person. I am. But I don't want people who don't want to be exposed to that to be exposed to that just because some asshole is walking around doing that, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
You also don't like kids.
Yeah, but at the same time, I'm like, I have a kid who comes and hangs out with me in the summer. We play Smash Brothers and I destroy him in it and he gets mad and that's hilarious.
You're one of those guys.
No, okay, so he was actually a good sport about it until I picked Daisy. And then he got mad because he got beaten by a girl character.
Okay, now you're putting him in his place.
Exactly, because like I played as Daisy, and then I just fucking destroyed him because Daisy is actually top tier in Smash Ultimate. So, anyway, back to the story. Back to the Midwest Fur Fest garbage.
Okay, fine, that too.
The Bad Dragon section was like 7 or 8 tables, and they had a line at all times of the day when the dealer room was open. Their place was packed. People was getting they dildos on. And they had a lot, too. Like, you could pick up the one, like, 18-inch horse dick and just, you know, smack your partner with it because that's really funny. And my wife didn't think that was funny. So, there you go. That's my story.
Well, were they, like, discounted from their online store prices?
The models that they had on there, since they weren't made to order, were discounted. I think it was, like,
$20 to $30 off of what they actually cost. And that's a pretty good deal.
That's pretty good.
That probably explains why it was so packed.
Probably. But there was a competitor across the way that was like half their size that was also doing gangbusters. And they're like, their prices were just about on par. And like all weekend, people were horny and they're like, I want that penis. Let me have it.
You have a penis.
There was a penis dildo that they had. It was like, no joke, it looked, I think, a penis dildo. It was supposed to be like an alien dildo or whatever. So like the base of it had it emerging from like inside the chitin of the alien bug monster thing. What a chitin, I think it's that. Yeah, chitin. So it was emerging out of it. And the thing was 3.5 feet long and it was $700. And I'm like, man, who's going to put that in their luggage and fly back home?
Why is GameStop trending on Twitter right now?
Oh, because GameStop has started phase three of their store restructuring. And part of that is now if you don't get 10 phone tech quotes a day from your users or your customers, then 3 weeks of that, your store manager will be fired. And people are up in arms about that because that's a completely unfair and completely ridiculous metric, especially for states like Maryland who have pawn laws where you're not allowed to give cash trades anymore.
Hold on a second. I'm going to quote the tweet. I'm going to put the tweet in the staff chat real fast so you can just see it.
Yeah, I'll continue reading because we've gotten a bit out of hand. No, you do that.
David, you talked about Moonless Fur Fest for 10 minutes. You can watch 30 seconds of this.
Okay. Shit, dude. Brings in 3 PS4s, 1 Switch, and an Xbox. Oh, yes. $30 for all of it. No, this is the Fallout 76 guy.
This is?
Like, this video right here is from when this guy bought a copy of Fallout 76 and brought it back. Because he couldn't get his money back because it was a digital-only game and the game sucked butts.
So he just destroys the store.
Yeah, that guy's a fucking asshole right there. Like,
yeah.
All of these minimum wagers have to clean that shit up now. You didn't do your research prior to buying a shitty game, you dumb shit. Don't get mad at GameStop's minimum wagers for that. Fucking prick.
You just know that they all went next door to Quiznos and got a chicken carbonara.
Like, real talk about that? I would have been just like, I'm going home. This is on the store manager at this point. Like, call the DM. I don't care. Fire me. I'm not dealing with this because I don't get paid enough to deal with this.
No, we can't take PC games back after they've been opened.
Somebody spat on me when I worked at GameStop when I told them that.
Oh, my God.
Like, legit spit.
I would have been like, yo, I'm done for the day. I'm going home. Later, dudes.
I don't know if that was the same day as it, but I also got to go see...
You say Goatsy.
No. Fear Factory and Soilwork. I got to hang out with them backstage because their manager came in and I sold them a PSP and a bunch of games and they thought I was cool.
Oh, that's all right. That's nice.
Nice.
The only positive story I have about GameStop, besides us destroying the N-Gage kiosk when we finally had to retire that shit and we took it out back with a Louisville Slugger to the trash compactor and it wouldn't fit, so we just went office space on it.
Nice.
I don't have any cool stories, GameStop. The only cool story that kind of is cool, but actually ended up not being it, is we were 4.5 days from pinning out the collector's edition of Guild Wars 2 that came with a giant fucking cool-ass figure. When you penny out PC games, anything that's attached to it...
Anything, it's going to get thrown away, so you got to take that shit.
Yeah, and then, like, fucking 4 days out, some asshole's like, I really like Guild Wars, and I want that statue. I'm like, you fucking prick, you nerd, get out of my store. And he's like, no, I want to pay $200 for it, and thank you.
So I sniped, apparently, my manager when I worked, like, my third GameStop store. My manager really, really wanted to get these super rare component cables for the GameCube. So we had them transferred to the store. Since they're listed as used, it doesn't matter how rare the peripheral is. Most peripherals outside of the fucking... that big-ass controller.
The Atari Jaguar.
No, the one that was the mech Duke. Controller.
Oh, the...
Fucking...
Steel Battalion.
Steel Battalion.
Yeah, the Steel Battalion controller was the only thing. And we had one of those in the back that was an RMA. It was there for 9 fucking months. Didn't get sent back to corporate because we didn't have a box big enough to ship it.
Shit, dog. I wonder if there's like a Steel Battalion. Like, let's look up.
So getting back to the story, and I'm sure Logan's just banging his head like, when will these guys shut the fuck up?
I've started like watching YouTube videos.
Great. Good. At least you checked out and aren't mad. That's fine. So we had these cables shipped in. I think they retailed for like $100 on Amazon, but the store sold it for $2.99. I didn't know that he wanted these. I bought them when they came out of the box before he could get in on shift.
Ha ha ha. I want the controller, man. I don't want to play the game.
The Steel Battalion controller?
Yeah, because the controller's fucking dope, dude.
They did a reissue of it a while ago.
It was still limited quantity.
It's always going to be limited quantity just because it's so big and nobody wants it.
I see a used one tested. No pedal for 115.
I'm looking at eBay right now. They have a complete set with box. $250, but the box is fucking...
complete garbage.
The box is terrible, but the controller looks like it's pretty good. I just want the controller because the controller looked dope.
I like looking up things and then seeing what the highest price is. I looked up the Xbox Duke because I know that's your favorite controller in the whole world, Dave.
It really isn't.
I thought that you liked it because it was made for big man hands.
No, I liked the Xbox 360 controller because it was made for people with big hands, but not
giant. I just want you guys to know that at 9 o'clock, I'm turning my recording off and leaving.
Now, you know what, Dave? If Logan's going to turn this shit off at 9 o'clock, let's just banter for the next 20 minutes.
All right.
This is now the Friday Night Fanfic Podcast. Welcome to the show. I am joined by, of course, the lovely host.
We are joined by the Council of Three and some other people.
The Council of Three and the other two.
So I didn't start editing the fucking Naked Opinions yet. So do we want to Naked Opinions it up?
Sure, why not? Let's fucking go
with
it.
Sure, why not?
Okay. Naked Opinions. David, tell me why North Dakota is a liberal conspiracy. And don't mention Michael Jackson.
I wasn't going to, but... If one had to point to it, Michael Jackson. So North Dakota is a liberal conspiracy because on the surface it appears to be a red state, but if you dig deeper, you'll see that the oil tycoons that run everything know that the Dems love oil. They love to wrestle in it in Congress. Democrats love to just throw down vats of oil and wrestle in it naked. I mean, I was watching who's the fucking guy from the Judiciary Committee? Nadler? Is he Democrat?
Nadler, yeah.
Gerald Nadler,
he ripped off his suit and was like, let's do this shit. And then he challenged Chuck Schumer to an oil wrestle, which ended in tears. My friend, ended in tears.
Were they your tears? Were you crying from joy?
I was not, because I am not allowed to cry, being a man and whatnot. Crying is another liberal conspiracy that men aren't allowed to do.
Valerie, imagine that you somehow got a body pillow with a pillowcase made entirely in your image. What do you do with it?
I cuddle with it.
David.
It's a picture of me. Is it like anime me or just like a fucking Xerox of myself?
Entirely in your image does not say whether or not it is like stylized.
All right. If it's stylized, yeah, I'll cuddle with the better version of myself. But if it's just looking at the mirror, I'm like, man, I'll give that to my wife. She can cuddle with that. That's nice.
Logan.
You said just the pillowcase, right?
Yeah. A body pillow with a pillowcase.
I know, it's saying tacos.
Oh, okay. Does it say
that? So
it has
the pillow included.
Does it say that? Are you making things up? I don't know. I only go to my room to sleep, and I sleep with the lights off, so there's not much point in looking at things.
So do you just, like, sleep with it normally?
Yeah, I mean, I'd probably sleep with it like a pillow. Because it's a pillow.
Sean?
Shit, I forgot I had my mic muted.
he was cuddling with his body pillow already.
Yeah. No, I was going to just prop it up in the chair and let it chill out in the living room.
Just freak out your many, many guests.
Yeah, the all zero of them.
Oh. Well, there's the depressing shot. I missed that. There we go. Now I feel like we've actually started the season, which we won't start for another week and a half, but that's okay. For me, I'd probably use it as a head pillow. I already have enough body pillows of not myself that I would rather cuddle with.
Body pillow fort.
Two cheeseburgers, please.
Oh my god, I could go for a cheeseburger.
Oh, I could get in the HOV lane on the highway.
Yes, please. Thank you, good sir. I appreciate it. Oh shit, really? Oh, that's rad. Oh, thank you, man. Fuck yeah, Brian brought me a cheeseburger, guys.
But did he bring your body pillow?
No, you guys can go suck a duck. This is my cheeseburger. Brian gave
David,
it to me. What?
You have to submit all of your worldly possessions to the Council of Three for divvying up.
Oh, okay.
Sweet, then I'm glad I'm not a member of this.
I've emailed it to you. Check your inbox.
All right, I'll check it in a few months.
Sean, who's more likely to dance with gun-high heels like Bayonetta amongst the FNF hosts?
Steve-O.
David.
David.
Logan.
Me.
Valerie.
What?
Who's more likely to dance with gun-high heels like Bayonetta amongst the FNF hosts?
Logan.
I am also going to say Logan.
Got him.
Gotta show that ass and those legs.
Fuck yeah, bro.
Yeah, consider you have a fucking business card made in that image, Logan.
Yeah.
All right. Starting with Logan, when is the FNF dating sim coming out?
The second any of us learns how to program a video game?
David.
When the full moon eclipses the sun, the rivers run red with blood.
Sean.
As soon as we can get someone who can program a video game for us.
Valerie.
75.
I'm also going to go with 75 when the full moon eclipses the sun and the rivers run red with blood. Starting with Sean, is the glass half empty or half full?
North Dakota.
Valerie.
Toronto?
Logan?
The glass is cut in half by a sword.
David?
And once the sword falls, the rivers run red with blood.
I'm just gonna go with straight up half full.
How droll.
Valerie, what would you do during the purge?
Huh. Well, certainly not be part of it because my body is shit. Unless I can get a cybernetic armor suit, then that would be fucking badass and I would just, like, punch Nazis and transphobes in the face.
I mean, the reason people don't have cybernetic body suits isn't because they're illegal.
I know.
So, I don't know that the Purge is preventing you from having those.
No, we're saying that she's not going to have one for the Purge.
Exactly. Like, I would need to get it imported from Japan.
Let's say they said the Purge is happening tomorrow night at midnight.
Why do you think Japan has cybernetic body suits?
Because it will also be kawaii as fuck.
Have you seen some of the sex toys they have over there?
Yeah, they're all made of rubber and shit.
I could get a Gundam cybernetic armor. I don't want the fucking Cybertruck.
Because this was the weirdest one I found. It's a $700 full masturbator.
Oh my god.
What's wrong with her fucking chest?
And on top of that, look at image 6. There are insides.
Oh boy. Good lord.
Yeah. Most Ona holes are like that.
Wait. Why is there a gigantic hole where you can fuck her spine?
Well, slogan. I mean... That's where everyone wants to the fuck.
No, nobody has a penis that big.
Fuck the spine. Fuck the spine. You gotta fuck that spine today.
How can they not have, like, cyborg body suits if they have intricate shit like this for fucking?
I think you just answered your own question.
And again, why is this being promoted by the Jessica Alba store?
Is that also promoted by the Jessica Alba store?
On my browser it is.
Oh my god, it is. I see it too.
Learn about her honest life and explore her beauty and family pics.
Yeah, I'm good. No.
Is that what they called her nether regions?
I don't know. All right, so now we know what Val's going to do during the purge. Logan, what would you do during the purge?
Probably nothing that I wouldn't do normally.
David?
So I have access to a secured facility, so I'm just going to do that.
Cool. Sean?
Taquitos.
Taquitos, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm also going to go the Dave route and just stay overnight. I'll bring a sleeping bag and like...
Oh, are we like talking about how we'd survive the purge? Yeah, I'll go to work.
No, like I wouldn't want to do anything illegal, so I'd just stay somewhere safe.
No, I mean, I'd probably just like...
Chill at home?
Chill at home or like... If I was scheduled to work, I'd probably drive to work that day and just do it.
Val, you can protect the house with the dogs, right?
Yes.
Because yeah.
As long as I have my suit.
Okay.
I work in a hospital. We don't take days off.
Thought you were going to say I work at a Hot Topic.
No, I don't.
I work at a Hot Topic. People who are coming to the Purge are just going to go to my store first. They got to look cool before going on the Purge. Here's one that Logan can answer. Have and or would you dress up your pet for Halloween?
Yes.
No, unless this is a sexual thing, in which case, yes, I would dress my pet up.
What? I don't think I ever want to hear you talk about having sex with your pet again.
I'm talking about my wife because I refer to her as pet.
I know what you meant, but like, we can isolate the audio clips and it sounds bad.
Steve, don't do that to me. There are a few things.
That's the cold opener.
There are
Steve-O edit it and make it the cold opener.
There are a few things that I ask you to do, Steve, and making me look bad when I'm talking about my wife.
You constantly ask him for shit.
All right, there are a few things that I'm actually serious about asking you for that aren't just part of a gag.
A ball gag?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we already have one, but we could use a better one.
Tell you what, Dave. I'll see about what restraint can happen, but I understand your plea.
I'll sleep on it.
TexasRangers.com/feedthepets. So I had a no, a yes, a no. Sean.
You didn't ask me.
I don't have any pets, so no.
Well, what about your pet moose?
That's a communal thing. It's not mine.
All right, then, Logan, what about you?
Not for Halloween, but I've put, like, those little antlers that you can put on your head. I've put that on my dog before.
I would also go with yes. I've tried. It just does not work, unfortunately. They end up just shuffling out of it. And before I get to the last question, I'm going to go over the Patreon list. Thank you very much to our patrons, especially our Genital Guardians, Afrohawk, Alexander, Grass Dragon Corbett, Alternate Universe Sean watching G Gundam, Cassandra McCarthy, Disambiguity, Discuss, Dizdom Plays, Epidel, Evan Balmel, Matthew J, Pope Sloth XVII, Richard Pryor, 17 Goats Feeling Each Other Up in the Same Elevator as You, The Waffle, and a super special thanks to our Bulgay beneficiaries, Advent Dawn, Michael Fouch, Miri, Sarah for the Win, Wage, and Woofy the Yeet E. Ah, this is a good question to end on, starting with Sean. If you could design a superhero outfit for Buster Manwomb, what would it look like?
Bayonetta's outfit with a ball gag.
Okay. Val?
Wow, my brain is not working right now. I'm like, superhero. No, not Superman. He's lame. What else? No, not Batman. He's lame. What else? I can't remember any fucking superhero. Wow. I like Lolita dresses with, like, the really frilly petticoat. And it makes everyone look fabulous.
David.
It would just be Lube Man from HBO's The Watchmen. Did anybody see one of the latest episodes of that show? Where he he does the baseball slide into the fucking storm drain. That shit was real.
Yeah.
That's a fucking good-ass stunt right there. I was like, damn. My God.
Oh, God.
Have you not seen any of the HBO's The Watchmen?
Never heard of it.
No.
It's pretty...
Are they just redoing Watchmen?
No.
No.
This is like a sequel series.
It continues from the graphic novel.
Oh, okay.
It's good. It's real good.
It's really good.
I'm getting that it's good.
But no, Steve, you don't understand. It's really good.
It's real good.
Listen, am I going to have to yell?
Real good.
Listen, Steve.
Am I going to have to yell?
No, you can't co-opt it. It's our thing.
No, I can co-opt it.
No, you can't co-opt it.
Because I'm being excluded from this Council of Three shit.
You haven't been excluded from anything. The Council of Three doesn't exist.
It's not a Council of Three plus Steve.
Guys.
What?
Guys.
What?
He's lying to us.
Oh, shit. Oh, we have to pretend like we're not the Council of Three anymore. How do we do that?
Hey, Val.
What?
Want to be in the Council of Four?
Would it be four and a half?
Sure.
Yeah.
Three in a human submarine.
Well done, Logan.
Your Canadian wife has more voting rights than you.
We all vote with a human submarine. Human submarine. Human submarine.
Logan, what outfit for superhero design Buster Manwomb you would?
You know, like, Wolverine.
The animal or the character?
Which one?
The character. The one from the cartoons, the Saturday morning cartoons.
Oh, yellow one.
The yellow one. That, but it's just a thong.
How does that work?
Well, so he has, like, the weird flared out helmet thing, but that's, like, the cod piece, and then it's just, like, one of those...
So you're just taking his mask and putting it on his dick?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that
All
working.
All right, for me, Buster Manwomb superhero outfit, just a can of Spam. Just a gigantic can of Spam.
With, like, his arms punched out of the sides.
Yeah, just, like, pops out of, like, a fucking budget transformer you get from the dollar store.
So we're just looking like a Mugen character, then.
Yeah, exactly. Arms and legs out of Spam, and head also made of a smaller Spam can.
Nice.
Spam Man.
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Respite by Emunator. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.